Hi, you're listening to Mike Loughran on the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. Hi, my name is Mike Loughran, and this is the Management Perspectives podcast. In this show, the first of two on this topic, we will be discussing the potential for Industry 4.0 to support your sustainability goals, something my guests today refer to as Green Point Zero. And to explain what they mean by this, I'm delighted to be joined by Jan Burian, Head of Manufacturing Insights for EMEA at IDC, and his colleague, Lorenzo Veronese, who's the Associate Research Director at IDC. Jan, Lorenzo, thank you very much for joining me today. Perhaps you could start by telling us a little bit about yourselves.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having us. I'm Jan. I'm leading the Manufacturing Insights team here in Europe. And in my work, my focus is on the way how the manufacturing organizations and supply chain organizations are transforming themselves into the fully digital environments. And one of the key focuses is also to get the understanding, I mean, what role does the technology, digital technology, plays into that transition.
And Lorenzo.
Yes, my name is Lorenzo Veronese. I work in the team of Jan, and I'm based in UK. And I lead the global smart manufacturing research for IDC. So I look primarily at everything that sits within a factory floor and how technology can help it to be run better. So that's my focus today.
Thanks for that. Now, we all know that the data you unlock through digital transformation and connected ecosystems can help open the door to improve productivity, efficiencies, greater control, and a whole host of other benefits. But today we're going to focus on how it can also revolutionize your sustainability programs, how it can help you create strategies and objectives that make a real difference. In the latest IDC spotlight entitled Digital Technologies, the Catalyst Towards Achieving Sustainability Goals for Manufacturers, the IDC team explores this potential in depth. So let's start at the beginning. First question. So, guys, why is sustainability more important than ever today?
Yeah, maybe I can start with that. The point is that, you know, we as a mankind, I mean, I know it might sound as a cliche, right? But that's really something we believe in, right? So that we as a mankind, we really can, keep exploiting the planet in the tempo we are doing it right now, right? So we really need to focus on that environment, especially on environmental sustainability, right? So there's something like a global warming, which just can't wait for us. I mean, there are still another disruptions, right? But the warming doesn't stop and wait for us when we solve our problems, and then it starts, you know, to keep on doing its thing, right? So that's one big issue, right? And also we can see that we as a mankind are also depending on the resources that much, right? So and now with the electric vehicles or with the need of building the electric batteries, we need so many resources for that, right? So there's so many components and so many energy, and this all is, you know, taking us into the, let's say, whole new perspective, right? So how to be more sustainable, how to be more, let's say, creating the new products, new services, all following that logic, right? To be really more sustainable for the future. And this is not just driven by the, I would say, political or business or market powers, let's put it like that, right? But that's sort of something which is really like we as a society, where coming to, right? So then we see that we really need to change something, right? So a lot of companies, they look at the sustainability more as a something they need to, let's say, be compliant with or to comply with, right? But also the society is pushing the even like the manufacturing organizations into that significant change. Maybe Lorenzo, if you would like to add of points from your end. Yeah.
Yes, sure. And one point I think is particularly relevant here to consider is that the sustainability impacts the quest for sustainability impacts every aspect of the operations and business across the board for a manufacturing company, for an industrial company. Particularly, there are regulations coming up and customer demanding that, as Jana said. And there is a tremendous opportunity for companies to take the chance to tackle the issue, but also to improve the way they run their own business at the same time. And I think in the study and in this podcast away as well, we will try and demonstrate why the two things go hand in hand.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Thanks for that. Now, I'm really interested to get into this next point because it's a relatively new phrase to me. And, you know, in the sustainability focused IDC spotlight, you've mentioned an industry green dot zero. Could you explain that concept to us in a little more detail, please?
Yes, I can start. The idea that we're working with, and this is something that we have been seeing happening quite predominantly in the past few months, is that we see a very strong convergence between the needs of tackling the environmental change and become more sustainable with the needs of the businesses. And we saw that in the past, this was not, let's say, spelled out as much as we thought it should have been. So we really tried to bring that to the forefront in our research, in our sort of the way we try to outline the opportunities for companies. So if you think about in time when you need to reduce your material consumption, you need to reduce your energy cost, you need to improve your quality, okay, to get rid of costly rewards and, you know, simplify your reverse logistics, and in general speaking, how to improve your the way you handle materials, goods and products across your value chains. It really is the same thing as saying, you know, becoming more environmental sustainable. So reducing cost, reducing and improving environmental footprinting are really going together. And so one thing that companies really need to understand and their understanding is that the same information that you can use to improve your environmental sustainability is really the same one that can improve your business performance. So we thought that wanted to give sort of a spin to the concept on industry 4.0 towards green with this terminology. And a last point before I hand over to Jan is that if you look at the data that we have in our hands, so from 1850 onwards, you see that this is, for example, something you can find on the IPCC reports. After every industrial revolution, so after the second industrial revolution, between the last two centuries, when we got electricity, we got, you know, coal and steel, naval transport, and so on and so forth, the assembly line, we saw a huge impact on the temperature growth. Then we got another industrial revolution, the third one, that happened in the 70s with globalization and sort of the electronics as well, but mostly due to globalization and global air transport, we saw another big rise in the temperatures. So now we are at the fourth industrial revolution, and the idea is that really the same technology that can use to improve our productivity, to improve our way of life, to improve how we stay on this world, are the same technologies that we can use to reduce our environmental footprint. So in other way, we can decouple these two trends. So we can have an industrial revolution while not damaging the environment at the same time. So this is the first time in the humankind, or at least in the past 300 years, that this happened. So that's quite exciting.
Yeah, maybe I would add. I mean, the you know, the way why we just decided to call this industry green dot oh, let's say green dot zero, was that also that we really wanted to, let's say, move beyond industry 4.0, but we didn't want to do like 5.0, 6.0. You know, I mean. Yeah. Anything for us, anything beyond 4.0 is like a pure marketing, you know, so nothing else, right? So the world is not in the stage of 4.0 anyway, you know, so a lot of companies, they still have like a lot of human elements being in the center of their processes, you know, it's still not the processes are still not that much automated or autonomous, right? So our thoughts was more like, okay, the technology is here, right? So let's use it for additional purpose. Let's put it like that, right? So and that 4.0 became a, let's say, the green dot O.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's an absolutely great explanation. You know, and how kind of the transformational bit keeps on going, and how, you know, we're using those things to address challenges that we are seeing. And yeah, you know, it's not about the technology, it's about what it actually does and what the outcome is. So yeah, Green Dot Zero makes a lot of sense to me. I'm Mike Loughran, and you're listening to the Management Perspectives podcast. Today I'm talking with Jan Burian and Lorenzo Veronese of IDC, and we're discussing the transition from Industry 4.0 to Green Dot Zero. So we've talked about the kind of, you know, the reasons behind it, which make absolute sense. Let's kind of talk about some of the challenges that we've seen, and you know, have the key business priorities of manufacturers changed over the last year? And if so, what kind of role did sustainability play in that change? Because we've also had other factors as well at play. So would you like to kind of give us a bit of an insight into that?
Yeah. So according to our surveys, I mean, the profit, revenues, /cost, I mean, it's still among the top priorities, of course, right? Because this is why the companies, this is the reason why they exist, right? To generate the profits, right? But on the other hand, I mean, most of the organizations, they understood that it's also the purpose why they're here, right? So and it makes them even more, let's say, responsible to their employees, to the communities, and to the broader environment, right? But to be able also to make that purpose sort of, let's go even like a profitable. Right, so then the organizations need to get back to basics, right? They need to come to the factory floors and try to invest in the solutions to help them to be more sustainable and on in different areas, right? It could be energy consumption, it could be the general or overall carbon footprint reduction, could be the waste management, material handling, material management, and so on. So there's a number of areas, and we can get back to these, right? So again, with the profits and revenues, that's a purpose, right? So, and to be able to get there, one of the key priorities was to turn the organizations into the data-driven organizations, right? So really to be able to get the data and to turn it into the insights and to see the I would say to match data and also to go beyond the silo of information, right? So again, like we talk about the silo data for a long time, right? And it's but for number of organizations, this is still very relevant, right? How to move from the silos into a comprehensive view on their processes, right? And this is a pretty much a stepping stone to create also the sustainable organizations, because there are also more elements than just being a net zero, right? So that's, and this is all based on data, say data first in this, right? By the way, one of the priorities could be also reflecting the fact that there's a mass customization, right? It's here also, and it's because the manufacturers have to, or they need to meet the individual or the requirements of let's say the individual customer, and this is requiring also the number of resources and also the a lot of effort to set up such a production environment. So and that's. This is making this whole transition into sustainable factory, sustainable company even more challenging, right? So again, the priorities could be is to turn the organizations into the data driven organization, because with the foundation, the data foundation, you can build a new business models, you can build come with the new custom, like with the custom experience that could be like the smart factory. Also the people are able to work in new ways, because it's all based on data and on the infrastructure, which is should be also be in place, right? Because infrastructure is the first, then the data, and of course then the strategic priorities, strategic efforts, activities, measures could be created.
So as well as the company's, you know, typical priorities we're all aware of, efficiency, productivity, profitability, shareholders, we've now obviously got regulatory compliance, we've got customer expectations, and we've got sustainability and to add to that. And you mentioned about how, you know, a data-driven service can help them do that. Sadly, that's all we have time for in this episode. However, we'll pick this up next time, talking about the challenges ahead and the KPIs manufacturers can consider to help overcome them. I hope you'll join us again then. You've been listening to the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me, Mike Loughran, on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate and review us, as this really helps the show.